Here's what you need to know with Joe.
What did we not need? Or what did we not know that we needed expanded on?
Well, let's get stuck straight into it, Marto, on what a start that is. You asked me yesterday, would people in Sydney and Victoria be turned off by what's happened recently? We've talked a lot
of trash booking holidays.
Exactly. Yeah. I can tell you right now, that is certainly not the case. What's happened in the last 2 days is some areas have seen a 300% increase in bookings in the last sort of 48 hours. The hotspot, Port Douglas, that seems to be where everyone wants to go.
I can tell you that for a fact because it is booked out solid.
Yep.
Trying to go up to North Queensland and I can't, like Hamilton Island's booked out, Hayman Island's booked out, Port Douglas is booked out, Airlie Beach is booked out. Everywhere's unavailable.
And even flights, I jumped on this morning to have a look and see what was sort of available. Some flights from Sydney to Cairns returned $1,200. So the airlines are not missing us in terms of those trips.
Can I just state something? Having my sister lived in Cairns forever, this is not the time of year to go to North Queensland. You're an idiot.
They're in for a rude shock. Yeah. The other place, Cairns, 200% up. Gold Coast, 225% up. So look, massive spike. Great result for Queensland. Expect a lot of Southerners to be coming up. Now, we've just spoken about planes. I'll segue to another plane story, and it's out of the Brisbane airport. Now, look, we've got a problem out there.
Just so you know, we have Mr. Air Traffic Investigator sitting right here.
I love it. This is great, Joe.
You'll love this. So, in between 2013 and 2019, a single wasp has caused 26 incidents at Brisbane Airport. Two of them major that resulted in emergency landings.
This is a busy wasp.
Yeah, very busy wasp.
Brazilian?
Exactly. That's what I had to get to. So they think this Brazilian wasp arrived out at the Brisbane Airport in around 2010.
Possibly.
That would be what you would assume.
And not a type of, just one wasp.
Is it one old wasp? It's a particular type of wasp that likes nesting in small areas. So what it's been doing is nesting in the probes. Now they sort of, regulate air pressure and things like that.
Altimeters,
all those sort of things which help planes land and help things come through. What's been happening is these Brazilian wasps are nesting in the probes and causing massive problems.
I thought, Nick, you could maybe be able to confirm this. I'm sure they said years ago there's somebody who's supposed to put nipples on each one of those probes so this wasp can't
get in. They pick up airspeed, these little nozzles at the front of the plane, and they put a little cap on there at night, then take them off in the morning.
Have you not heard this? Is this because the planes have been grounded for so long?
Well, they're saying within an hour of being on the tarmac, sometimes these wasps are getting in.
Are you saying these wasps, are they terrorising the airport?
They're wreaking havoc.
ISIS.
Oh, yes. Whoa. Have we got some round of applause?
Nick, That is a terrorism pun. Please.
So look, it is a serious problem out there at the moment. They're trying to fix and get rid of these wasps. Now, we'll just finish with some more scientific evidence coming out of the UK. The Oxford Uni, well-renowned uni, they've done a study, and what it's found is that vegans are 43% more likely to break a bone than meat eaters.
You're joking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're just collapsing.
The biggest one is the hip. Apparently, hip fractures amongst vegans are a lot higher.
Have you ever touched a vegan? I've only once. I won't do it again. They're all really soft.
They are soft. Yeah, there we go. So
I saw a lot of complaints about this story yesterday saying, meat eaters have a higher chance of cholesterol and just whinge. You're soft.
At least we die rigid.
Yeah. So, apparently a lot more hip fractures. 43% higher chance of breaking a bone if you're a vegan. So there you go.
Joseph Ogilvie from the newsroom.